the Public News Service DOAA Newscast, September the 14th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. New poll results released today show a majority of South Dakota voters still support the expansion of Medicaid.
This fall, South Dakotans will be asked to vote on Amendment D, which would expand eligibility for the public health insurance program. American Cancer Society's Cancer Action Network is out with a new poll that says 62% of likely voters in South Dakota plan to vote yes on the ballot question. The group's David Benson says another key result is 82% of respondents feel the process shouldn't be stalled if the measure passes.
To ensure that the legislators that are up for re-election for the first time, as they're hearing more about Medicaid expansion, that they have a clear message that South Dakota voters want to see this fully implemented and move quickly.
In recent years, South Dakota government has fought implementing other policies despite their approval by voters. Meanwhile, organizers behind a Medicaid expansion coalition say the results are consistent with past polling in South Dakota on the issue, including one earlier this year from AARP. I'm Mike Moen.
It is estimated approval and implementation of Amendment D would expand Medicaid eligibility for more than 42,000 folks in South Dakota. And across the border, advocates for expanding child care in North Dakota are responding to the governor's proposal to improve access across the state. They say it's a step in the right direction, but note there are other solutions in need of more attention. Here's Governor Doug Burgum yesterday announcing a working plan in response to what many have described as a child care crisis in North Dakota.
When working parents are seeking child care in North Dakota, they're often met with long wait lists, and especially for infants and toddlers.
Cost is a roadblock, with Human Service Department reporting child care accounts for about 40% of the average household budget in the state of North Dakota. Now from CBS News, GOP Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina introduced legislation Tuesday that would ban abortions nationwide after 15 weeks of pregnancy, embracing more severe restrictions on the procedure just as Democrats seek to elevate the issue of abortion rights ahead of the November elections. CBS notes that the bill from Graham is a more stringent version of a proposal he introduced with other Republicans last year that would have banned abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. Called the Protecting Pain-Capable Unborn Children from Late-Term Abortions Act, the new measure prohibits doctors from performing abortions 5 weeks earlier in a pregnancy after just 15 weeks. This is PNS. Pollution is a major problem for wastewater facilities in Idaho. More on that now from Eric Tegedoff.
The Idaho Conservation League's fifth annual report on discharges from sewage treatment plants finds three-quarters violated Clean Water Act standards between 2019 and 2021. However, those violations aren't equally distributed. Just 10 facilities were responsible for more than half of them. Will Tiedemann with the Idaho Conservation League says those facilities are in rural towns, which have the fewest resources.
There's less money, there's less support and funds to be able to adequately maintain and equip these treatment plants to do the work they need to do, and that can be a big challenge.
Pollutants such as ammonia and E. coli were the most common. Tiedemann points out the violations pose a potential threat to human and wildlife health. Despite the large number of infractions, the report mentions there were 28 cities and towns with no violations, and 7 that improved over the 3-year period.
And more than 1.4 million people in the Buckeye State live in poverty. That's according to the 2022 State of Poverty in Ohio report.
The Ohio Association of Community Action Agencies annual report shows the state's poverty rate of 12.7% is slightly higher than the national rate of 11.9%. And while both rates have fallen in the past several years, the gap between them has widened. At a Tuesday news conference, OACA Executive Director Phil Cole explained other measures are even more concerning, including episodic poverty, or people living in poverty for at least 2 consecutive months over a 2-year period. He says that describes about 1 in 4 Ohioans. The federal poverty level for a single household is $13,950 annually. For a family of 4, it's about $27,000. Mary Sherman reporting.
Finally, Mark Richardson lets us know experts say part of the secret to living a long and healthy life is to keep moving, which is one of the goals at this week's Virginia Senior Games in Lynchburg.
A total of 1,500 athletes, all age 50 and older, will compete in an array of individual and team sports divided into age groups. Organizers say they had to pause the event for the pandemic in 2020, but it's now back in full swing. AARP Virginia is one of the sponsors, and the group's associate state director, Brian Jacks, believes the participants will come away from the event with more than just a trophy.
We support anything that gets people moving, not just because it helps them maintain physical health, but also impacts brain health. A number of studies show that when people are physically active and moving on a regular basis, it increases their mental agility.
The games are scheduled through this Saturday at more than a dozen venues around the Lynchburg area. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. You can hear us on interesting radio stations, find us on your favorite podcast platform, and see our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.